he said, my title is Comparative Analysis of CWBIC, Emergence and Vigor, and Crop Maturity in Cotton. Upland cotton has adapted well in the Texas High Plains, as many of the requirements are met in this area. However, a short growing season, usually about 120 to 150 days, can cause limitations as development rate of cotton is strongly influenced by temperature. Cotton crop grows more slowly on cool days than warm days, which on these cool days can drastically reduce seedling emergence and vigor. Slower rate of emergence is frequently associated with a low vigor seed, which will eventually result in a smaller plant. In this study, results from a seed germination test, CWVI, was performed in a seed germinator, and this data was compared to a field test in which seedling vigor, plant maturity, fiber analysis, and yield data were taken. Results from this study can be used to help producers better predict the field performance of the seed that they plant. Producers can use this data to help decide on planting dates, rates, and their planting depths. Cotton breeders also can benefit from this information, and especially when their seed quantity numbers are low. Vigor potential of a variety is initially established at the genetic level. These seed companies can also use vigor tests to evaluate various environmental conditions and the effect they have on the resulting seed quality. Previous research, Gregory in 86, showed good correlations between the CWVI test and initial stand establishment. Metzer in 87 reported results from this cool warm vigor index and said it was a good indicator of final stand, which was taken 6 weeks after planting. In my study, we hypothesized a relationship between the cool warm vigor index and early season cotton maturity and vigor. The cool warm, so just some background information on the cool warm vigor index. This test was run using a Percival seed germinator. 50 seeds from each variety were rolled in moist germination towels and replicated four times. This index is a combination of the warm germination test, which that's a test that is required on all bags of cotton seed, and the cool germination test, also known as the Texas cool test. For the warm germination test, seeds are held at 20 degrees for 16 hours and 30 degrees for 8 hours daily for 4 days. And this is meant to simulate a day period. And in this test, is performed under optimum conditions. And, that's just what it can indicate if, you know, out in the field, only predicts, if temperatures in the field are optimum as well. So that's where this the other side of the cool warm vigor index comes in. And during the cool germination test, seeds are held at 18 degrees for 7 days. This 18 degree is considered kind of a breaking point for cotton seed. Any variation below this 18 degree mark can have drastic impact on your numbers. And any variation above 18 can give you results that your warm test gave you. And after this period of these tests, the root hypocotyl length is measured, and if it is 4 centimeters or longer, it's counted. And numerical values from each of these tests are combined, which gives you your cool warm vigor index test. Here's just a picture of us doing the cool warm vigor index test measurements. Here's a list of the 24 varieties we tested in 2006. And these varieties were selected just to give us a wide range of data from in our test. And here's 30 varieties tested in 2007. Again, you can see just a wide range of varieties were used. Some of these are repeats from 2006, but there's the list is somewhat different. Here's another test, another picture of us performing the corn vigor index test, and down there at the bottom you can see seeds that either failed to germinate or weren't vigorous enough to germinate. Here's the results from the cool worm vigor index, and as you can see in 2006, we had many results in the poor range, which it's recommended that you not even plant a seed if it's below the good range into the fair. It's not recommended you plant, and you can see that seed quality was very poor in 2006. 2007 was much better, as no seeds were dropped into the poor range. Now for the field side of this experiment, 160 plants per plot were planted using a random block design. 24 varieties at 3 applications in 2 locations were planted in 2006. And Texas Tech New Deal Research Farm had a May 11, 2006 planting date, and Texas Tech Quaker Research Farm had a May 13, 2006 planting date. And the average soil temperature on this between these dates was 21.5 degrees. In 2007, 30 varieties using 3 replications at 1 location were planted on May 17th at the Texas Tech Quaker Research Farm. And a subsurface drip irrigation system was used and was managed for maximum yield potential. Plant emergence and vigor were determined by counting plants in a particular planter row and categorizing them into first, second, and third, and fourth leaf stages. And what we did was just go in the field, and if that particular plant had a leaf size of about a quarter, we went ahead and moved it onto the next leaf stage. And a plant vigor index was established from this data. In 2006, we collected data 16 times and 12 times in 2007. And here's just an idea of, like I said, when that leaf would move to about the size of a quarter, we went ahead and moved it to the next leaf stage. Here's a picture of this is August 7th, 2006, and you can clearly pick out the variety varietal differences out in this field. And these are 4-row plots, and when you get out there in it, you can really tell differences. This is just before harvest, and again, you can pick out yield differences out here in the field. This was taken October 27th, just for harvest. Nodes above white flower as well as nodes above crack bowl were also recorded late in the season for crop maturity determination. Yield data was taken with a mechanical stripper harvester. 50 bowl samples were hand-picked, and gin using a tensile gin and fiber analysis was performed by the International Textile Center in Lubbock. Analysis were performed using a proc mix procedure. We designed this test to show differences, and that's just what we saw. We saw differences between our varieties. And here is CWVI compared to the early season plant vigor index that we established. And correlations in this test is low, and I believe this is low because we had such poor seed quality in our CWVI test. Here on the left is Quaker Research Farm, and on the right is the New Deal Research Farm. And here is CWVI versus Micronair and CWVI versus yield, and you can see there's no correlation at all. And I believe this is due just to the variations that you encounter throughout the growing season, and the CWVI not being able to indicate, predict these variations. We did see slight correlations between the CWVI and nodes above crack bowl. Again, this correlation was low. In 2007, we saw a smoother regression line at R squared was 0.52, but I believe there we did see a correlation between these two indicators. Here's once again CWVI versus yield in 2007, and again this is just due to the variations throughout the growing season. Conclusions: the corn vigor index test does show relationship to early season plant maturity and vigor. This test can be used to predict how well the particular variety will perform early in the first few weeks of a growing season. Some relationship was also found between maturity data, which was nodes above crack pole, and the corn vigor index. And again, no correlation was found between the corn vigor index and later data taken, such as fiber maturity and nodes above white flower. Glatt noted that there have been many attempts to correlate seed vigor and seed yield. Many have failed, and our data supports this as well. This could be due to the corn vigor index not being able to measure a limited number of factors, or only being able to measure a limited number of factors, which may not be what they encounter during growing season. Here's some references that I used in this presentation and study. And I'd like to thank Dr. Craig Bednarz, Corey Mills, Evan Maxwell, Seth Satter, Chris Griffin, Lou Fing, and Daniel Olivier for all their time, patience, and help with this study. This concludes my presentation. Any questions?
Time with anybody
have
any questions? Did you
have
to
know,
look at seed size?
No, we did not. We did not look at seed size at all.
That was the only question. Thank you.
Thank you.